The disabled tank vessel Golden Seas is being pulled to safety by an oil industry icebreaker. It's due in Dutch Harbor tomorrow behind the Shell oil vessel, the Thor Viking, which happened to be in port in preparation for offshore drilling. The Thor Viking is more powerful than anything the Coast Guard has in the Aleutians. The vessels moved south of the Aleutians to find a little better weather. A Coast Guard cutter is escorting. Saturday afternoon at Unalaska City Hall, local officials and representatives from the industry had a briefing about how they'll handle the 738-foot Golden Seas when it gets there. This is Coast Guard Lieutenant Mark Labert.
We have the current situation and then the planned situation that goes back now into a port of refuge, because we are going to start looking at what tugs we have available and if she is going to plan on going dead ship. You know, what that does for our operations here commercially and what that's going to mean for us.
They plan to take the tanker to Captain's Bay. The Golden Seas lost its turbo power and was unable to counter the swells Friday and issued a distress call. It's carrying a cargo of canola seeds to the United Arab Emirates from Canada. Normally, the nearest available ocean-going tugs to the region are in Seattle. It can take over a week for them to travel out to the Aleutians. Gary Folley of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says the lack of ocean-going tugs on a shipping route through the Aleutians that's traveled by thousands of ships a year is an issue of concern for the state.
Is it enough to just have a rescue tug in Dutch Harbor, or do we also need to have one out in Adak, or perhaps even in other places?